Hello, everyone. This is Julia Schieffer of DerivSource. You're listening to our Derivatives Industry Influencers series, and this podcast is one of many interviews with influencers from various corners of the OTC derivatives market. Please listen to others in the series or go to the DerivSource website to watch the videos of these interviews. Enjoy. I have Barry Haddingham of Aviva Investors with us today. Now, Barry, before we begin, can you give us a little bit of background into yourself?
Of course. I've been working at Aviva Investors for some time now. My primary role is derivatives governance and counterparty risk. As part of that remit, I've been heavily involved in the work that we've done around OTC clearing. That has evolved quite a bit over the time that I've been involved in that. And it's pretty well with the counterparty risk remit, I think.
Okay, perfect. Well, you're a perfect person to tell us a little bit about your concerns for 2016 then. So what would you say your top concerns are?
I think my top concerns, Julia, are around really moving to mandatory clearing. And when I say that, what I mean is in terms of further delays to those timeframes that have been indicated by Lord Hill at the EU Commission. I think for the industry as a whole, we really need to be moving forward in terms of mandatory clearing. It's very difficult over when you're implementing regulatory change over a number of years to continue to maintain focus and budget, etc. And I think for the industry overall, we really just need to get this finished and move on. So my real concern in terms of any potential delay comes from the continuing discussions between Europe and the US around equivalence of the two regimes. We work in global markets, and equivalence between different jurisdictions, particularly ones as important as the EU and the US, I think are absolutely crucial. And I think there is still a risk that that could lead to further delays. So that's probably my top concern for 2016.
Perfect. And we've seen a lot of change already in the last year. Do you have any views on what would be potential game changer for the next year or so?
Well, in a way, it's linked to what I was talking about just now. I think really a number of jurisdictions that were involved in the G20 initiative, and even some such as Singapore that weren't, don't want to end up in a situation where their rules potentially conflict with what's being done in Europe or the US. And therefore, they have to wait until we've actually implemented mandatory clearing in Europe and we have the final rules in place before they move ahead. So I think if we get it done in Europe, we could well see a big march forward in a number of other jurisdictions as well at the same time.
So Europe making progress on this requirement might pave the way for globally people getting on board.
I think you can't ignore the two big trading blocks for derivatives, which are clearly the US and Europe.
Perfect. Great. Well, thank you very much, Barry, for sharing your insight with us for 2016.